Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. When you think of Heather Park, you think of zany pranks. Well, maybe you don't.
Yeah, don't you?
Maybe you don't. But maybe you do.
No, I am definitely not.
Because on the list of things that Heather wishes she did or has done, you know, it's search for hidden treasure. Mm-hmm. Find hidden notes.
Meteors.
Go out and catch a meteor as it lands on the ground.
Yep.
And
explore
somehow
haunted
get onto garbage pickers or whatever. And of course, one and only, pull off a good prank.
Yeah. No, I am definitely not a prankster. Like, I would be if I could, but I've just never, like, it's kind of a talent to really be able to pull off a good prank.
Oh yeah,
and I'm just not that. That's just not my thing. But I find them hilarious, and I enjoy listening to other people's pranks.
It all depends on your. It's not just your commitment to the prank; it's also the level of resources you have. Like, if you follow online at all, Jimmy Kimmel lives next door, I think, to John Krasinski.
Oh,
Jimmy
really?
Kimmel and his wife Molly live next door to John Krasinski and his wife, the actress Emily Blunt. Mm-hmm. And so they pull these pranks on each other, but it's like, we filled your house with helium balloons. Well, I mean, come on. That's absurd. And you have to have access to the house. You have to have access to some company that will do all that. So these are more small-time pranks, right?
That's true. That's true. I find those hilarious. And I came across this article, and it was about this girl who pulled the ultimate prank on her roommate. I guess this is something that they kind of do to each other. They try to prank each other. And what she did was she completely flipped her roommate's bedroom upside down. So she literally took her roommate's bed and somehow attached it to the ceiling. So everything was upside down in the correct place, but just like she flipped it. And she posted her roommate's reaction on TikTok. And I just thought it was hilarious. And she says she's done some of those things that you just mentioned. She's filled her roommate's bedroom with balloons. She's put those packing peanuts in her roommate's car, filled them. You know, and I would never do something like that.
How did she get access to that many packing peanuts?
I don't know.
Amazon?
I guess, yeah, UPS. I have no idea, but I would never think to do something like that. But I find them quite hilarious. So I wanted to see if you guys have ever pulled a great prank on somebody, or, you know, somebody out there must have some good pranks. I do remember in college we tried to saran wrap somebody's car once, you know, so if you saran wrap it enough, you can't get into it. Like, the person can't get to their door handle and can't get into their car. But I don't know how successful it was. Like, I don't think we ever really followed up. Like, I can't remember the person being like, oh, I couldn't get into my car. I think she just ended up cutting the saran wrap and she got right in. So I remember trying to do that at one point in time, but it didn't go over like we wanted it to.
I wouldn't call them pranks. I remember at summer camp one year, when we were a counselor, we woke up our kids at like 3 o'clock in the morning, but we told them it was like 9 o'clock. We told them it was an eclipse. So they were running down. So they're walking to like the assembly hall with pillowcases over their head, not to look up or whatever. And it was like that. And then in college, I witnessed it. I didn't do it. I don't even know if you call it a prank. It's really gross. There was a friend of mine who had a roommate who was very absorbed with face cleaners and stuff like that. So like Noxzema, like skin cream.
Yes.
So, and he wasn't in the room. They decided to do a number one in the Noxzema.
Oh, no. That's an evil prank. That's not even funny. That's just mean.
I like pranks that, like, the best idea we had for a prank we never pulled off, and it was at our old radio station, which I'll tell you in a second. But I like little pranks. Like, for some reason, Stoney, do you remember the name? You'll remember this name. He was a very popular DJ, national DJ, and then he eventually became a like a game show host. Shadow Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Shadow Stevens had this great radio voice. And so he would do like voiceover work, and on his website he left his phone number, and you could leave him a phone message. Okay,
right.
So I left him a phone message for actually a friend of mine, not for me, but I called saying I was this person. So I was just dying for that moment, and so about 2 hours later I got a phone message from my friend. And it was his name is Matt Shepard. He's the television voice of the Detroit Tigers, right?
Yeah.
And so all I got was this voicemail that said, "Jamie, why did Shadow Stevens just call me?" So I would call Shadow Stevens occasionally and just have him call Shep for no other reason than it would make me laugh, you know. So then we try to think of other people we could call. And then have them call Shep back, but it didn't work quite as effectively as we wanted to. But I definitely enjoyed that. Yeah. But in our old office, much like our current office, it was one of those things where it was, you know how you're sitting at your desk, Heather, and if you look at to one side, there's like a panel of some kind. Well, if you had another person on the other side of the desk of the panel, you could actually remove the panel and you could talk to that person.
Sure.
So, like, let's just say one of your best friends was working on the other side of the panel. You'd say, "Hey, do you want to take down the panel so we can talk to each other?" And be like, "Yeah, sure." So, and again, we never did this. We totally wanted to. We were going to take down the panels between two complete strangers. So they'd get to work one day and they'd sit down at their desk and they'd look over and there'd be this person sitting there. And they'd say, they'd assume the other person took it down. And they just, I don't know. All my ideas for pranks involve awkwardness of some kind, right?
Yeah. You've heard about pranks where people have these contests where people fly across the world that stuff is so elaborate.
But some of them, like there was a guy, if you can actually look it up online, I think there were these two guys and they'd put it online and it became this huge battle. And it was called like Yankee Pranky, where one guy actually was at a Yankee game, and up on the big scoreboard, it was him proposing to his girlfriend, but he didn't put it in. These other guys put in the proposal, but they filmed the whole thing so they could watch it. So it'd be like Heather, when you were dating Colin and you're at a Tiger game, and on the scoreboard says, "Colin says, Heather, I love you so much. Will you marry me?" And like, you're like, "Yes, of course." It's like, no. I never wanted to marry you. You never saw that, Stoney?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's a classic. And then the other guy got revenge. And this is a great video at a Maryland basketball game by convincing the guy that he was shooting a half court shot blindfolded.
Uh-huh.
And so he goes out to the center of the court at whatever the field house is in Maryland, blindfolded, and he throws a basketball, and the place goes nuts. You know, it's like quiet, and they come up with a huge roar, and he thinks he won $1 million, and then they show him the replay, and he didn't even come close to hitting the basket.
Oh. Poor guy.
So search, Google those.
Yankee
online,
Pranky?
Definitely.
Those are good.
Yankee Pranky, yeah. And then once you're on Yankee Pranky, you'll see these guys had this whole slew of pranks they played on each other.
That's awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.